talking before, Jimmy Rogers. And
good evening. My name is Jimmy Rogers, and I worked for SNCC in 1965 in Lyons County. I said, my name is Jimmy Rogers, and I worked for SNCC in Lyons County in 1965. Lyons County is a county located between Selma and Montgomery. It's right on the path of Highway 80, from Highway 80 from Selma to Montgomery. I was involved in a killing in Lowndes County, of which there were many, at least five or six, within a one-year period. The first one was Reverend Reeb. Reverend Reeb's killing was the first one that happened right before. It wasn't Reverend Reeb. It was Jimmie Lee Jackson who got killed. And Martin Luther King invited a lot of ministers to Alabama to protest his killing. Jimmie Lee Jackson was killed because he tried to protect his mother and his grandfather from some highway patrolmen who were assaulting them. After Martin Luther King called the ministers to Selma, Reverend Reeb answered the call, and he went down to Selma to participate. He was walking through town in Selma when he was attacked and killed. Also, I don't know whether you are familiar with the Viola Luiso killing. Viola Luiso was a woman from Detroit who went to Lowndes County to participate in the Selma to Montgomery March. And after the march was over, she was riding back from Montgomery to Selma with a black man in the car. And there was some Ku Klux Klansmen out that night. And they shot in the car and killed Mrs. Luiso. But the one that I would like to talk about, which I was involved in, was where an Episcopal seminarian by the name of Jonathan Daniels was killed. Jonathan Daniels came to Alabama to do some work for SNCC. He participated in a demonstration with us in Fort Deposit, Alabama, which is where most of the white people in Lowndes County lived. They lived in a town called Fort Deposit, and it was a pretty rough area because a lot of those people who lived in the area were card-carrying Klansmen. Well, anyway, this was a Saturday, and we were assembling in Fort Deposit, and the FBI came up and they said to me, look, we would advise you not to go down to the store, and this is a store we were going to picket, because the kids rightfully felt that they were insulted by having to go to the back window in order to buy something and couldn't go into the store. And what they would have to do is order through the back window and pass their money through the back window, but they weren't allowed to go into the store. So they wanted to protest. So we protested and got arrested. We went to jail for a whole week. And that was on a Saturday. The following Saturday, we were released from jail. I asked them, I said, why are you releasing us? And they said, never mind that, just leave. So I told people, I said, well, I don't think we should go any further than this, the front door. So we went outside the front door, and they told, no, you can't stay here, you know. So we walked across the street, and four people decided that they were going to go to this little store that we went to regularly when we were in Haneville, where we were. And there was a man inside the store who had a shotgun. And when they walked up to the store, Jonathan Daniels, the Episcopal seminarian, was in the front. And when he walked up these little steps, they had two or three steps outside the store, a man came out, and I saw him with a shotgun, stuck it in the stomach, and pulled the trigger, and it killed him instantly, you know. And along with Jonathan Daniels was a Catholic priest by the name of Father Morris Rowe. He turned to run, and they shot him in the back, you know. So after he shot them, he pointed the shotgun at us. We were about a third of a block away from where it happened, and we could see the whole thing. He pointed the gun at us, but he didn't shoot. He ran to his car. Well, there were a bunch of other people around, and I walked up, and I didn't see the people hiding, you know, around where the incident happened because they were hidden. And when I got up there, they said, if you don't get out of here, you're gonna be laying down beside them, you know, so there was nothing I could do. I left. And a couple of months later, they had a trial. And they said that Jonathan had a knife, and he attacked him with a knife, and he shot him with a shotgun. And they found that it was a justifiable homicide. Yeah. They said that he wasn't guilty because it was self-defense, and nothing could have been further from the truth. That's all I have to say.